Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
Hey, brother. What's going on, man? It's good to be back in the building. What's happening?
You tell me, man. How was the weekend?
Yo, the weekend, the last few weeks, man, have been an amazing ride, man. I just, first and foremost, want to shout out to everybody, not only in the Atlanta area, but just all over the world, man, that's following their dreams, that's not listening to the haters, not listening to, you know, the folks that say they got you back and don't really have you back, and you find that out a little bit later in life. Man, just shout out to everybody, man, that's doing their thing, man. I've had an amazing few weeks particularly, and it's been good, man. It's been really good. So let me just jump in and say it's good to be back on the GEI Radio Necessary Convo every damn Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, guys, this show, formerly known as Freaky Friday, for the handful that, you know, they kind of missed the Freaky Friday situation. You know, we started this platform now. We're going on our second year, second season, whatever you want to call it. And it's been incredible. We've been making some great, building some great relationships, making some serious connections. Just so much going on, man. And so I got a lot of energy for everybody today, so you don't have to worry about how things going to be with GG back. You don't have to worry about none of that. We're going to have a good time, man. Do me a favor real quick, though, Tom. I know folks, you know, some people still don't have the number typed in and locked in their phone, or they need to text it out. Let them know exactly how can they not only stay locked in, but get that information out to their friends and family, man. You guys still got time, so you might want to do that now. Let them know,
definitely,
Tom.
Definitely. The number is 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Or you can go to GEI Radio, click the link, and listen to us online. Or Necessary_Convo, click the link and listen to us online. If you listen to us online, we got a chat board, so you still can get your questions and answers in. If you want to talk to myself or Gigi, just press 1 and we'll get you on. And that's it.
And there it is. Now, a couple of house rules, man. We got to let you guys know. First and foremost, Necessary Convo is an independent show, right? And so we're able to have this whole entire situation. It's uncensored. It's unscripted. You know, we come up with these topics that are very necessary, man. And a lot of times you can't have these conversations with people that you know or friends or family because you feel like they're going to judge whatever your answers are. So you have an opportunity to call in whatever your questions are, whatever your comments, you know. Now, one thing we're not going to do is we're not going to go back and forth with you, right? So whatever your perspective is, that's cool. Whatever our perspectives are, that's cool too. So that, the whole point is to learn from each other, right? We want to learn from each other. So another thing, listen, you can go ahead and get into the chat with us, right? So don't hold back. Don't go to the IG page. Don't go to my inbox. Don't go to Tone's DM talking about, yeah, well, I feel this way about the subject. Nah, damn all that, man. This is what it's for right now. You want to have these conversations live and direct while it's fresh in your mind, because honestly, you know, once these shows are over, you know, we're moving forward to the next topics, right? We got to move forward to the next topic. So we got to learn from each other while we have the time, while we have the opportunity, and take full advantage of it. So that being said, yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I got a chance to meet some really cool people. Brims and Stilettos jumped off right here in Atlanta. The weekend prior to that, the Black Media Honors Awards, I was able to you know, do a whole moderation of a panel with the Media Man Cave. So we're not going to jump all into that, man. You can just follow me on my social media platforms to get the updates. I want to get into the subjects, man. Even before we do that, though, I guess we got to talk about some current events real quick, man. especially here in Atlanta, man. It's crazy. It's always a story here in Atlanta, man, every week.
What's going on?
Man, I don't know. We had some football games, man, this weekend. We had some college football games been going on. I haven't heard anything crazy. But it's Atlanta has been busy. Like folks is out here. Folks is out here. Some masked, some unmasked. I mean, I don't know. You know, but they out here. And so, you know, everybody just need to be careful, man. Just be careful. You know, the thing about it is, man, more people are promoting the vaccine than they are having a healthier lifestyle. That's kind of what bothers me the most, man. Like, yeah. Nobody's talking about hydration. Nobody's talking about, you know, getting your herb game together, you know, eating healthier, eating cleaner, exercise and getting your ass up. Like, that's not even being pushed as heavy as it is getting a damn shot.
Yeah,
that means something,
because
right?
that's work. You know, a lot of people lazy, so it's easier just
damn.
To get the shot and feel like you're safe when you can just work out, eat right, wash your hands. You know, you can do all the other stuff that you need to do anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, and that's real. Like we're not even going to park that car right here, but it's still important to know. You know, we have an obligation to our followers, man, to just kind of, you know, put certain information out there. Like, regardless of what's going on, we got to take better care of our bodies. Like, that's universal, especially the wash your hands part, man. And listen, man, I'm not going to do the rant. I'm trying not to do the Kevin Durant. But I will say this. I remember years and years ago, especially even working in corporate America for a while, them folks in corporate America wash their hands less than any damn body I know in the world, man. Hey, listen, I'm using the bathroom, whatever, man. Guys come in, and it could be black guys, white guys, Asian guys, Hispanic guys, and they go take a piss or whatever. Hey, listen, they may even come out the damn stall and then go straight out the door. I'm like, yo, I'm going to have to
That's
remember
crazy.
Your ass, man, because they quick to shake your hand. Hey, man,
yeah,
how you doing, brother? What's good? They quick to shake your hand quick, man. Meanwhile, you're exchanging particles, man. So that's
and just running wood on your hands is not washing your hands.
Oh,
you can't just run wood
man.
On your hands. You got to put the soap and all that on there. You feel me? So sometimes people just
– Man, that okay. All right, y'all. I mean, listen, man. Me and Tony, we ain't been rocking out for about 2 weeks. So, you know, we got to catch up on our shenanigans, y'all. So, you know, everybody don't forget, man. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, myself, GT After Dark, and GEI Tone, man. Boss man, GEI Tone. All right, Tone, so let's dig in because there's a lot of people on the line. You know, there's a lot of people catching up, trying to see what's going on.
Gotcha.
You know, trying to see where I'm at, checking up on me. I'm where I'm at, right? I'm where I'm is. So
yeah,
let's
and
dig
and another
into
thing
this.
Too, I definitely want to give a big shout out to Jay. Like I said, last week was dope. Jay jumped in at the last minute and did his thing. So big shout out to Jay out of New York for stepping in. I actually got
big shout out to Jay.
I got two topics before we get to the main topic. I got another topic that I want to talk about. I want to get, you know, the women and the men's opinions on this. So the singer, K. Michelle.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you've seen her lately. I didn't even know who she was. I didn't even know who
she was. Now, the finger, the one with the finger is NeNe Leakes, right? The baby doll one is K. Michelle.
I don't know. I haven't seen NeNe. The one that he's seen, it was like a pink. She was in pink or something like that. That was K. Michelle, right?
Yeah, that was K. Michelle in the pink, yeah.
Okay. So when he sent it to me, you know, I'm like, okay, like, you know, dope. He was like, you know who this is? And I'm like, nah, I never met her before. He was like, this is K. Michelle. And I'm like, oh cool. Man. I'm not thinking he's talking about the singer. So I'm like,
right,
oh,
like
you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Just
like,
her name, right?
Yeah, I'm like, what you do? He like, no, the singer, like K Michelle. And I'm like, no, that's not K Michelle. No, that girl don't look nothing like K Michelle. So my question is, changes. If you're in a relationship, men or women, what type of changes are you cool with your partner? Because she completely changed her entire look. So if you're dating this person because of this one look and they don't feel comfortable with that look and they come back with this, are you cool with that?
That's a good one, man. And let me add to that. Do you think that person should, you know, ask you about it? Not the permission part, but do you think that they should say something? Like, yo, I'm about to get a BBL, you know what I'm saying, next week, so I'm already in the books, put my deposit down, whatever. Or he could be like, look, you know, I'm about to get my thing enlarged, right? I'm about to get them inches. All right? Not talking about them bundles either. I'm about to get some inches. I'm already booked, and it's going down, so it can go up. It's going down so we can go up. That's a crazy one to start out with, man. Listen, you guys can go ahead and just you can hit one, and that'll actually get you in queue. And just real quick, we don't know you, right? We don't know your number. We're not calling you back for a survey, quality assurance, nothing like that. And whatever you want your name to be. Like, look, whatever you want your name to be, you know, we're not cross-referencing, so it could be completely anonymous if that's what you want. All right, so that's cool. Man, that's a tough one, man. You know, I'm going to go with this one first and foremost because, you know, of course, it's that person's body. Right, and it's mainly the women. I mean, I know guys are doing some stuff. I don't know what guys are really doing, to be honest with you. I don't know if they get ear implants, chest, calves implants. I don't know. But mostly women are getting some type of thing done, or mostly it's women. I'm not saying most women, but mostly it's women that's getting, you know, some work done. So I really don't have a say-so. But you know what, though? When you dated me, I reinforce, you know, how much I love, you know, your body, your personality, your drive. You know what I mean? So it'll come off a little strange to me though, if she's like, you know, hey, you know, I'm gonna get this BBL, and I'm just thinking, first of all, what is a BBL? Like, is it Brazilian butt lift? Because if it's not Brazilian butt lift, then why people say that, and then people are getting other parts of their bodies? Like, is it something else besides Brazilian butt lift when they get a BBL? Like, is there other parts, or is that what BBL stands for? Like, I don't even know that.
I have no idea.
I don't even know that, ladies. You gotta have to educate us. Listen, that's why it's a necessary combo, man. We don't know. I don't know. I don't know if BBL actually stands for Brazilian butt lift or not, because I thought a Brazilian butt lift, you didn't need surgery. I thought you just put on these shorts, or put on these pads. You know, you remember when they had the draws, man, with the cheeks, with the padded cheeks.
Yeah.
Remember when them came out, man? Everybody had ass then. And I was like, wow. I mean, you know, the hips wouldn't match or the thighs, but they had them cheeks though. So a lot of brothers got bamboozled off of that one. Man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I think,
but yeah,
I
man,
think
to answer the question. Go ahead.
Oh, I already said, I think if I'm in a relationship, like you say, I think we definitely have to have a discussion. Now, I can't, you know, your body is your body, so you're going to make the last decision, but I definitely want to put my input in, you know what I mean? Even with the hair, you know, like even when, and that go both ways for men and women, you know, like beard, you know,
okay.
She likes the beard. I'm not just going to go and cut it off and then come home and be like, voila, you know what I mean? I would let my lady know, like, look, I'm thinking about getting rid of this beard.
Yeah.
What you think? You know what I mean? She like, no, I want you to keep it. Then I keep it because it's for her. So I feel like at least should be a conversation. And then, of course, at the end of the day, it's your decision, but at least you had that conversation with me, so I know.
I can respect the courtesy, man. I can respect the courtesy. I think courtesies are cool, you know, and I think that's just kind of how it's going to come across, you know, as a courtesy. I remember one time, man, when I had cut my locks off, right? Y'all know I was growing locks for like 7 years, man. It was all the way down my back. It was crazy. And, you know, it was a seven-year journey. So a lot of people don't know when people grow locks, you know, for some it's a spiritual walk. You know, it's a spiritual walk through physicality. And so I had cut my locks off, and who I was with at the time, I ain't tell her a damn thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I come to the crib, man. I ain't got no locks. And it wasn't a completely bald head, but it was like a mini fro. And she went bonkers. She went bonkers, man. She was like, "Yo, what? Why? What did you do?" And you know, I was just like, you know, I felt like it was the end of the journey, and I was done with her, man. And you know, she was in shock for a minute, and I think she just wanted at least a courtesy or some type of a warning that I was even thinking about doing it. So that, you know, it would be a considerate thing, you know, to be considerate of, you know, her being my partner. And if I'm feeling some type of way and I want to do such a big move, that, you know, at least take her in consideration. So, I mean, I could see that, you know, I could see just the consideration part, and maybe somebody having some type of influence. But, you know, sometimes there's certain things that you want to do when you want to do for yourself. And it may be drastic for other people, but it may be more important to you on a personal level. And so it's almost like, I don't want anybody to talk me out of it. I don't want anybody to say anything. You know, I don't want to be influenced. You know, this is just something that I need to do. So I'd be interested in what people say, man, especially when the ladies, when they cut their hair, man.
Yeah, cutting hair is one thing. Changing your face is something totally different. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can get over cutting your hair. You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't want your hair no more, you want a new look. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, even if I love the long hair, the locks, or whatever you got, but, like, changing your face, that's something different, because I'm with you for this face. I don't want that face. You get what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah, I get it.
And like I said, you know, at the end of the day, it's your decision. You know, it's your decision. You're going to make the decision you want. But just think that, what if K. Michelle Mann really loved the way she looked, and did she come looking totally different? Do you still, you know, are you still attracted to her? Or?
Man, now that's tough. That's really tough. Now, the thing about it is, I've always thought K. Michelle was a beautiful girl. I thought she was a beautiful woman. I haven't, you know, seen her like when she was much, much younger, but as she's been, as far as I know, like maybe in her 20s when she started her career that I knew of, when she came out, I was like, yo, she's, you know, she's a cute girl. I mean, her voice, you know, even gives her a little bit more to it as far as her singing voice, because her talking voice is, you know, it's actually semi-ratchet. You know, her talking voice is semi-ratchet. So those that follow her, I'm not exaggerating. It's semi-ratchet, kind of like the Keisha Cole situation. They have beautiful voices, but, you know, their vernacular when they're talking and everything, it's semi-ratchet, right? Which is, I mean, it is what it is, right? So that's cool. But once you change up like that, like the things that she, I mean, you can't undo it. Right,
yeah.
you can't undo it. Like, it'll never be back to its original. Like, at that point, you just got to keep tweaking it. You just got to keep making adjustments. And it's not like, you know, you going back to your original parts or your original canvas to change things back, man. So it's so tough, man. It's so tough. I know it's a lot of pressure for women. That's being applied by society and to themselves. So, you know, I completely get it. At the same time, man, it makes me wonder who's in their ear, And it's like, yo, this is probably a good career move, or this is probably a good power move for you to do. That's the part I don't really know. Like, what kind of pressure are they getting from the inner circle, family members, that type of thing? I mean, we'll have to get y'all to help us out on this one, because I don't get it.
We got to call.
I don't get it.
Let's get it. 3574, GEI Radio, you on.
Welcome to the
Hello.
Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good evening. This is LaVisha from Cleveland, Ohio. I was calling in to really discuss the topic, but if you would like me to answer the question that you just was inquiring about, like what would I do if a man came in and changed something drastically or wanted to get an enlargement, First of all, I would think that when you're in a relationship, you would get to know each other and you would know what the person characteristics were and what they did not like about themselves. You know, that's just some stuff that you just maybe discuss when you're in a relationship. Now, if it doesn't get that far and they come and they do something drastic, I would say, like, you know, enlargement, I mean, I would be all for that. That would be great, you know. and as far as changing your beard or your facial, you know, the way I think, because I'm in the arts, you know what I'm saying? So depending on their job or career, it has to be a reason for a person to want a change. So once they decide and make up their mind that they want to do something to their outer appearance, it's already something going on internally. So even for a woman, when I feel as though I can speak for myself, I change my look quite often because I'm in the industry of modeling. So sometimes I give them, as I say, I give them what they want. If they want long hair, blonde hair, you know what I'm saying, I will change my wigs. I'll go natural. I'll do whatever I have to do for that job, you know. Or if I'm in a play or theater, we change our looks often. So that wouldn't bother me too much. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Go ahead. You were about to say
okay,
something?
So would you go as far as to, you know, augmentation though? Would you get a nose job? Would you get, you know, a BBL? Would you get your large? Would you go to that extent?
I never really felt that I needed any of those things. I would love a tummy tuck or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But as far as an enhancement, I just feel like it has to do with a lot of self confidence and reflection and how a person feel about themselves. Not saying that they have low self-esteem, but a lot of times people, it just, to me, it's an individual choice because depending on why and what you're doing it for, you know, because if you notice, even when they get certain roles, some of them have to lose weight or some of them have to gain weight or they grow facial hair for a role. So my frame of mind is from an artistic perspective, you know. So me personally, I would never probably change my body parts for enhancement, only because I'm comfortable with them long skin. So that's the answer to that.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's your answer. We appreciate that. So you wanted to address the main subject? Main topic?
Absolutely. So your main topic, from what I was understanding, how do you deal in a relationship if a person is busy or a workaholic?
That's
right. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a personal view on that, because, you know, it's always geared towards the man. You know, you always hear these topics, and it's always geared towards the man.
Right.
Well, I've been on the other side of the fence where I've been told that I'm too busy, or you work a lot, or you're too busy, or I didn't think that you had time for a relationship or wanted me because, you know, I chose this or went this route because I didn't think you were, you know, had time. So so I was like, wow, so this is how men feel, huh? You know.
That's how some men feel, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been on that side of the spectrum, and I really feel as though, I feel like, do you want a high achiever? Do you want someone that's driven? Do you want a person, like, what is it that a person want? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things just don't come out the sky. You have to grind for it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
A lot of times people, or they want the pleasures of going on trips, going shopping mostly, or different things of that nature. However, what it takes to get to that, they don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
They don't want to feel, or they have insecurities, or they're jealous. And then, I'm going to say this. A lot of time, you could get along and you could be compatible, but then when you do a lot of things as far as your career goals and going to school or whatever, you get involved in, sometimes the person that you are with may not be in that realm, so therefore they feel like you're leaving them behind, you know, or you're going to achieve more than them. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to feel less than. That's in their head, though. And this is what I think. They don't want to feel less than, or that they're incompetent, or that you're better than them. You know, people have all these different ideas in their head, like, you know, oh, you in that arena, you too far up. I've lost even female friends that, you know.
Yeah.
Female friends that I hung with, grinded with, you know, I would say from the bottom, you know, from the bottom, as far as, you know, when you first start out in a career, and then once you so-called to society, you have arrived. So they think, you know, they like, oh, I can't hang with you no more. You too,
right.
You know, you out there, you know, and I'm like, I'm the same person. You know what I'm saying? Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you,
right.
I've had people who, when I launched events, I had this girl say, I don't want to take from your shine. I'm not going to show up. What are you talking about? So to wrap it all up in my closing, you know, because I don't want other callers, so I'm going to speed this up. I would
all
say
right, finish up.
That.
Finish strong.
Okay, finish strong. I'm just going to say that I have no problem with dealing with a person that works a lot, because I just feel like a person makes time for what they want to make time for. Quality time is well spent. There's several all kind of ways that you can flourish in a relationship just because a person works. So that's about it.
Well, I thought that was very interesting. I think you made a lot of great points, and a lot of people feel that way. Again, that's on that side of the spectrum. So, of course, you know, we're going to hear some folks come in and start talking about, you know, some of their issues and, you know, some of the qualities of what they consider a workaholic. Because some people have different definitions of it, right? Because some people aren't as productive as others. So when you say workaholic, then they're just being busy. Right, they're just not making time, versus some people that are actually productive and they have so many things going on to where they're trying to find that balance. So, that being said, thank you for jumping things off. Yes, let me
just say this too. Most people, just for the people that's called in, most people who are workaholics, so they say, or busy, they are very organized and multitaskers. So, you know, just keep that in mind. You know, you just have to have patience and, you know, have a life of your own as well. That would help, you know.
Oh, man.
If you sit at home and doing nothing, then if I'm out here doing something, then, yeah, you won't think I'm working too much.
They got too much time. Right, right.
Exactly.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Nice talking to you guys.
Well, thank you for calling in. Yes, we appreciate
you calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, I like a lot of the things that she was saying because, you know, a lot of people do have different definitions of a person being a workaholic. Because you got some people, Tone, that this quote-unquote a workaholic, but they're not necessarily, you know, successful or wealthy. They're just super busy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're just super busy. And then for some people that, you know, that are dating them, they're like, well, look, man, I mean, you could be doing this different ways or, you know, different schedule, you know, just make time. You know, the big thing, man, ladies, I haven't heard any guys say it before, but I know the ladies always are big on, you know, people make time for the things that they want to make time for. Right. So,
yeah.
But depending on where that person is and what they have going on, it's like, when you met me, you know what I had going on. Like, that's what he was attracted to.
That's it.
Right? Like, he was like, okay, you know he was moving and shaking. You know he's on the go. When before you guys can even get to your first date, you had to schedule it out, and, you know, you would talk in short spurts. And now, I mean, you know, you're going to be on the phone for an hour. Right? You're trying to figure out why is it always available, man?
I can speak for myself. Like with me and my wife is if, okay, we have companies together and then she has her own stuff and I have my own stuff, but we still get involved. I get involved in what she's doing and she get involved in what I'm doing. So it's, we always got time for each other. So even though we're working a lot, we still together and being able to not miss weeks and weeks of not doing anything or talking or something like that. I can see how if my wife was very, very busy and I didn't get involved and I just was, you know, maybe I had a different job where I only worked 8 hours or something like that, and I'm
right.
just home, you know, once I get off, she flying, she got to go to L.A., she got to go to Texas, she got to go to this place. I could see me being like, man, I wish, you know, I had some more time with my lady. So I think the easiest way to do it, like the caller said, you know, you get busy or get involved in what they're doing. Find a way to fit into what they got going on and see how you can help in that way. And at least that'll be, you know, you can have a little bit more time together. If that works.
So I think it is important for folks to, you know, find a way to make time and really kind of respect what each other has going on, though. I think that's the biggest thing, man. I've mentioned before in my experience of dating, you know, it was a lot different when I did have a traditional career, a traditional job, and I had a certain schedule, right? Like, hey, you know, I was in the medical field, so I could be working 12 hours, or sometimes I could work, you know, whatever, crazy hours, weekends, on call, things like that. So, you know, if I go in at 6 a.m. and I don't get off till 6 p.m., then, you know, she kind of understands that. She's like, okay, you know, he's working, it's early, I got to catch him during lunch, or maybe, you know, I'm good with the text messages, hey, I just want, you know, I'm thinking about you, but, you know, that type of thing. But as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, it's different. It's kind of like now that she knows that I'm a boss, it's kind of like, you know, you calling me at 9:30. Like, hey, what you doing? Well, huh? Well, hold up a second, man. You calling me in the middle of the day. Hey, what's on the agenda? Like, wait a second, man. So you telling me if I was working for somebody, you would know and understand that I'm actually working and I'm on task. But as an entrepreneur, and, you know, sometimes I have to get it when I can get it. If I'm closing a deal, if I'm talking with other companies and other business owners in different countries, in different time zones, like how you not understand that? And, you know, that was one of the hardest things, man, when I, you know, was out there, when I first got back out there dating, you know, for being in a long-term relationship and women knowing that I'm an entrepreneur, the first thing they thought is I ain't have no money, right? As an entrepreneur, they assume that I didn't have any money, right? Because, you know, you can't pinpoint what my salary is. If you know I'm in this industry, then you have an idea, okay, you know, he makes whatever. But as an entrepreneur, it's kind of like they figure that, you know, you're just chilling all day or you're in your drawers downstairs in the basement trying to get your Wi-Fi together. And it's crazy, and it's like they don't really see it until they learn more about you from the outside. Not from the inside, because from the inside, they get to know you, you're funny, you're cool, learn a little bit about you, you know, how you rock and things like that. But sometimes it takes someone else or it takes them being on the outside to look like, damn, okay, he travels a lot. Okay, he's doing, you know, photo shoots or he's doing interviews, he's doing radio shows and things like that. He's every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, he's on Necessary Convo. You know, he got a lot of stuff going on. So it's, to me, man, it's really interesting how some people look at a guy, especially a guy that has a traditional job or a career versus a small business owner or entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's definitely a difference. I don't understand, like, entrepreneur doesn't mean you don't make money. I don't know why people think that. Like, it just, you know, like, I make my own money. Like, I'm not limited to $25 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what it means for me. I set the price. I can make as much as I want. And like you said, because people don't know the prices and stuff like that, or like, okay, he does this, so I wonder how much he make when he do that. They can't really say. So they look at it like, he's not doing anything. But we got a couple callers. Let me get these callers on before we get on.
Let's do it, because I know they rapid. They ready, man. They ready.
4879 GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, guys. How
hey.
Are you?
How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
It is doing good, doing good. What did you call me? The Wiki Diva or Wikipedia Diva?
Sounds like, yeah, WD.
Yeah.
WD. Wikipedia Diva. Welcome to the show. Talk to us.
Thank you. So I had to chime in on the topic at hand of dealing with an entrepreneur that or dealing with somebody that you perceive to be a workaholic. That would be me. I have been told by men and that I work too much. There's no way you could be working this much. Because you don't have a traditional, as an entrepreneur, you do not have a traditional schedule. So, yes, am I working during business hours? Yes, I am. Traditional business hours, yes. However, I'm also working, in general, after your traditional business hours. So just because you're off and you're like, oh, okay, can we get up for dinner? No. because I actually have something going on. Like, so if you want to – and so it's very difficult, and I think Tone made a very good point. When you're dealing with somebody who has a lot going on, and especially if they have – I personally have four businesses of my own, but I also manage about six others for other clients.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so that's 10 different brands, 10 different needs, 10 different everything. So, and I cannot afford to allow anyone to falter because I want to hang out with somebody. So,
right.
Tom made a very good point of if the person who is for me has to be able to either A, somehow, some way contribute to what I have going on. Because if they do, they're 9 times out of 10 going to spend more time with me by default because it's business. I have to handle certain things. So if you are somehow, some way assisting in that, then cool. Now, I'm, you know, as you say, Gigi, this is a, you know, people don't know who I am. A couple of my, and as I manage, are with my ex. So the new person coming in has to be secure enough to understand that I'm not going to cut off a stream of income for somebody that I'm just now getting to know. That's just not going to happen. That's just not smart. There's not business savvy to cut off a stream of income because it might hurt somebody's feelings. However, if you are business savvy yourself and you know that about me, either A, you're going to suggest that we do something together that pretty much replaces that or makes that other stream of income like it ain't even worth it. It's not worth the time for the investment in that. So it wouldn't be a big deal to let that go because you got this over here. So that whole making time for what you want, people have to understand that time is the one resource that's not renewable. Money, you can get more money. You cannot get more time. So in the 24 hours of the day that everybody has, and then you take away the time that you're supposed to eat, the time that you need to rest, recharge, meditate, get your mind right so you can function, then you have the hours. And if you have a family, you know, that takes a precedent over anybody that you're trying to date or be in a relationship with. So after all of that, this is the time that you actually have to be productive. And if you're dating an entrepreneur, that magic number of time that they have to be productive, a lot of times when people say you make time for what you want, asking you to take the time that you have to be productive and sacrifice that to make them feel special. And as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we can't afford to do that. I mean, one client, because they were trying everything they could to be in a relationship with this person, and which is fine. You want to be in a relationship, fine, dandy, whatever. But 6 months went by, and there was no progression on their goals. Wow. There was a progression in that relationship. But when they came back to me and said, well, why hasn't this been done, and why hasn't this been done? Well, because you went to Miami, and then you went and did a vacation. And then you went and you canceled the show because she wanted you to spend quality time. So you canceled your stuff for 6 months. And while it was all fun and dandy and she was happy, now she ain't so happy because you don't have no money coming in. You don't have things that attracted her. But she didn't understand because he never can make her understand that it wasn't as simple as, oh, you just make the time for what you want to make the time for. That's not the case. This is the reality. And based on our reality, you had to decide what that magic window of time that we have to actually be productive for whatever brands we have. You really can't recreate more time. You just, as Tone said, got to figure out how either to integrate that person into what you already have going on, if they can be integrated. And if they can't be integrated, then 9 times out of 10, at least for me, they're not the person for me. Because if you can't be integrated into what I have going on, you are actually a liability. And so you might be a great person, but you are not a great person for me, because that person can't be a liability to what I have already that actually attracted them to me in the first place. So
well, then,
those
then
are
WD.
Your
she going off right there.
Okay. Okay, WD. Yo, you good?
I mean, it's a very sensitive subject because people don't understand male or female, because I hear women, well, he can make time for you. Where? Do you want him not to do so he would actually – do you want, for my import-export client, well, he always on the phone with people after midnight, and that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
His business partners are in China. Yes, he's going to be on the phone after midnight. No, you're not going to be on the phone with them. They're in China. They're in Turkey.
Right.
So you either have to be, okay, babe, well, while you on the phone with them, I'm going to handle inventory. No, that's not fun. But you've integrated yourself into what they have going on. And if you can't do that,
no doubt,
you're a liability.
Yeah, no doubt. You dropped the bomb. You dropped the bomb. We definitely appreciate you turning things up a notch. Yeah. So
no problem. But Tone, you're right. Tone had it. Tone hit the nail on the head. Either integrate it, either figure out how to integrate yourself, or you're gonna have to chill out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go. Like, and if you're a very busy person, like, you gotta get somebody in that field. You know, now I kind of, you know, once you get into business and you understand how it works, you understand why celebrities deal with other celebrities and not like, so, you know, regular people, because you always moving, you always doing something. If you're a business person and you're a go-getter, you always looking for the next thing, the next business, if you're an investor or whatever you're doing. So your partner got to be that person. You know what I mean? You can't be man or woman. You can't be that come home and sit here. I can't sit home for a whole week chilling with you. Well, we got all this stuff
right.
going on. You got to, like again, you got to find a way to squeeze your way in, and, you know, maybe you good at setting up meetings or whatever that is. So let's put you right there. Whatever you got to do.
Get in where you fit in.
That's it.
I mean, you got to.
Uh-huh.
Tone is right. They got to either get in where they fit in or be cool enough to be that soft place to land when they have time. And don't trip that you might not see them, or you might not see them on a regular basis. You might only get to see them, you know, once a week or once every 3 weeks when they actually have time in that schedule to spend with you and enjoy that quality time over the quantity, because it's not going to be where we have date nights on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They can't afford to, if they're an entrepreneur, they can't afford to do that, because if a business deal comes up and it's on a Tuesday night and they got to go take a meeting, you want them not to take this meeting to have date night? Yeah.
Right, right. All right. Well, hey, we got you. We got you. We appreciate you jumping in here and putting it down there. So thank you, WD. Good looking out.
You're welcome. No problem.
You know, Tone, I know we got some other callers. I want to interject real quick. I want to make sure everybody knows every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, myself, GG After Dark, GEI Tone. We actually jumped into the main topic, and even though we was talking about, you know, augmentation and folks getting work done and things like that, our actual main topic I feel is pretty important, right? And so the main topic is actually we're talking about, you know, work balance. Can a workaholic have a successful relationship? Now, we also did not really specify what that dynamic was, right? Now, when you talk about a successful relationship, now you got dating, and then you also have marriage, or, you know, in a relationship. So when we talk about, you know, work balance, in a sense, there's really no obligation if you're getting to know someone, you're dating, you're going through that process. It's kind of like they have to accept who you are, right? And make a conscious decision. If I move forward in going into a relationship with this person, am I willing to deal with that, right? Am I willing to deal with they travel a lot? Am I willing to deal that they're always doing conference calls and things like that? And I think during that process, you also have to understand, is what they do a part of their lifestyle? And I'm not talking about just money, cars, and clothes, all a brother knows. I'm talking about, is it their actual lifestyle? Like, is this what they always do? Are they always flying out? Are they always, you know, going to certain events, or always doing that type of thing? Because if you ask that person to slow down, to be in a relationship, or even to switch up and date, then if that person says, hey, you know what, I'm feeling you, we got good chemistry and everything, but I'm not willing to do that, are they wrong? Because this is their livelihood. Are they wrong that they're not willing to make that sacrifice at that particular time? So So I'm interested. We can get to the other callers, but I want to put things in perspective because we're not just talking about, you know, getting together with someone. They want to see you all the time. You know, we're actually talking about, are you actually communicating with that person? And what the hell are you guys doing? Because if you guys just screwing, then you guys, y'all can screw on a schedule.
Yeah.
Right? You can make appointments. Right? So I want to kind of get, you know, beyond the surface when we talk about that, because there's people on this call that have been or are married to workaholics that want to share their story. So I don't want to lighten it, you know, like in that term. So we can keep rocking on that tone, but, you know, you're married, right? And one thing that, as a matter of fact, happy anniversary, y'all. Yo, they had an anniversary. Now, yeah, that was major. That was major. You know, happy anniversary, the 12th anniversary. Number 12 in the books.
Oh, my God. I think it's 12 or 11.
11. 11 yeah. Years in the books, man. And that's major, man. Congratulations to you,
no,
beautiful
12,
wife,
I'm sorry.
Man. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, man. Miss G.I., man, just forget it, brother, man. You know, we back. You know, we back. And he, you know, we're getting back into the groove of things. But yeah, so on a serious note, there's people that have been married to workaholics, right? And for some, it's functional. And for others, it's dysfunctional. So I really want to get into that necessary convo of how people feel. Because the example you gave, now, both of you and your wife, entrepreneurs, business owners, and things like that. Now, has it always been like that, though? Or did one transition before the other? As far as maybe go to a career professional to full-time entrepreneur, business owner?
No, at first, you know, we always did, like, little stuff on the side, but we had, you know, jobs at first, so it was set.
Right.
It was, okay, I get off this time, you get off this time, so we kind of knew when we can plan stuff because it was a set time. But once we decided to make that jump, I think she left her job before me when we started the business. She, like just left, like, I'm done. And then I think a year later, I left right after I left my job and was like, all right, we done. Once we did that, see, it's kind of different because we do the same thing. We in business together. So we together all the time. We have to be. You know what I'm saying? We kind of have to be because we run the company together. So it might would be different for somebody else that's an entrepreneur over here and an entrepreneur over there. They're not kind of like doing the same thing. They would probably have a little difficult time unless they came together. But with us, it was simple. It was like, okay, you run this, I run that. When we go on trips or meetings or whatever, we all on the call. We all on the call because again, we run it together. So it's just different. It's super easy for us. It's not a problem at all. It's never been a problem. When I take trips, she right there. When she take a trip, I'm right there. So
yeah,
it's no problem. It's perfect.
That's a
yeah.
Oh man, hey, that's
You know what? It's funny, Gigi, because this is how funny it is, right? Okay, so she just started. She told me that she's about to start a podcast. Her and two friends or whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. So this would be the only time when she go and shoot, I'm not gonna be there. Like, I'm like, okay, well, now I could just watch something and chill. But I'm the cameraman now, so I'm a part of that.
Oh,
so now
man.
When they go shoot, I'm recording it. So it's just one of those things. So it just work out. You know, I'm pretty sure it's situations where, you know, they don't mesh like that. Maybe he do something that she can't do or she do something that he can't be involved in. So I'm interested to hear how that works. Like, what if, Gigi, for instance, if you meet a woman, I know you into fitness and stuff like that. What if she's not like into that? How would you, is it a way to get her involved? Or
You really went there, huh? you really went there. That's a good question, man. And I've learned to pick and choose certain battles, right? But I also learned that there's some non-negotiables. So if I'm with someone, you know, it's going to be important that she's health conscious and she respects, you know, what I do. Because, you know, everybody's a different shape. You know what I'm saying? You got some people like they just, you know, some ladies, they just fine, man. Like regardless if they work out or not, they just fine. But that doesn't mean that, you know, your ass don't need to be getting some cardio in, and you don't need to be getting some weights in or something like that, because, you know, we all have goals, some type of fitness goals. But if she's not into, you know, a healthier lifestyle, then we're not gonna be a good fit. I just gotta be 100 with that. And it's not even about, you know, what her current body type or status is, you know, to a degree. But what that means to me is that means I'm gonna be going to the gym. You know, I'm going to the gym. You know, I'm gonna be getting it in. You know, I'm gonna get finer and finer by the day, right? And then so I don't need you. I don't need you thinking, okay, well, you know, I'll bring over some hamburgers and some fries tonight, or, you know, I'm bringing some pizza over to your spot. Like, that's, you know, that's counterproductive for me. So, you know, we got to have some similarities when it comes to the actual lifestyle. And that goes from a financial standpoint too, man. You know what I mean? All of that for me is just lifestyle. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, don't clip coupons, or I'm not making you be an extreme, you know, couponer, but, you know, financial literacy, making good moves when it comes to that, you know, having a headspace of always, you know, just kind of elevating and not staying still and continue to build, man, build your portfolio. Like, you have to really have that mindset of continuing to elevate, man, or we're not going to be a good fit. That's why, like I was saying, if somebody that I was dating, you know, if they're complacent, let's just be 100 with it. If they're complacent, they don't want to do any better than what they're doing. They satisfied, you know, whatever they're making, they just like, cool, that's just what it's going to be. And, you know, maybe in 15, 20 years, I can kind of upgrade my whole situation. We're not going to be a good fit. We still may be cool. But, you know, as far as building, you know, that's the biggest thing with me, man, when I'm connecting or trying to connect with a woman, man. Her mindset, she has to be constantly evolving and not afraid of it, you know. And so once I get that aspect from her, man, a lot of the other stuff, man, we can move right along.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I ain't mad if she got a BBL either, y'all. Hey, you got to be, get your BBL if that's what you feel like you need to do and all that. You know, just know that you're going to be working out with me too. So we're going to maintain that ass. You ain't going to keep going back getting touch-ups every 90 days.
That's cool. So let me, so Gigi, like going back to the first topic. So what if she, you know, is just right and she take it down? You know what I mean? What if she be like, you know what? I don't like it. I want it smaller, and she make it smaller. Is that a problem?
Oh, not, man.
Like a lot of times they go bigger. So what if they go smaller?
Right. Man, damn. Hey, man, that's how you bringing me back into the show? So I will share this. You know, I've dated some women that, you know, they were well endowed up top, man. They had big breasts, right? And so I remember them saying that, you know, hey, I'm going down a couple of sizes. And for me, I'm like, yo, but look, I understand lower back pain and all that stuff. But damn, you know what I'm saying? We had some good times. So is that something that you – so I understand overall, you know, what they feel like they need to do. And really all I could think of is maybe a breast reduction. I mean, I ain't never heard of no donk reduction. I ain't heard of no booty reduction. Is there such a thing, a booty reduction? Like, where are you taking a booty meat, and what are you doing with it, and where are you putting it? So I would say, maybe breast reduction.
I'm pretty sure if you can make it, if they can make it bigger, they can make it smaller.
Well, I guess lipo will pull everything up out of there, right? Lipo will get rid of that. So, it's ultimately her choice and things like that, man. And, I just really want to make sure I'm a support system. And the reason why they're not doing it is because they feel that unnecessary pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to help troubleshoot. Like, why you feel like you really need to do that? Like, whose opinion means the most to influence you? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's an influence, whether it be social media, whether it be family members, whether it be just stuff that they see on the job or whatever around, as they travel. I want to know your influence, because you ain't just waking up one morning talking about you don't want that thing no more back there in the back. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know how does that even come about?
That's kind of, like you said, who's the influence? Like, how?
Yeah.
I just don't see how somebody can make you feel like you got to change your face. Like, you've been winning. Like, I could see, I really can't see you changing your face at all. But in her case, like, you winning. Like, you're not losing. Like, you are a star. You know what I'm saying? Like, you win it. You don't need this to make yourself better, or like, you already win it. You already came a shell. Like,
right. That's what got you to where you're at. Who you were authentically.
Man, it's just like, okay, yeah. that's kind of crazy, but
it is mind boggling, man.
It definitely is.
It's definitely mind boggling because when you think about it though, also. When people get enhancements done and they get that work done, typically it's to kind of reverse age reverse the age process. You know what I mean? You kind of get the wrinkles out because you don't want to look old. The crows, whatever they call them, and you just kind of do stuff here and there, man, to kind of prevent you from getting older. But the complete alteration of the irreversible of is that's tough, man. I mean, I guess when you also look at it, because of course we're talking about Kay Michelle, we're talking about a woman. I mean, you got to bring in Mike into the equation, though. You got to take
too.
It on back.
Men too. It ain't just Mike. It's I know one of the rappers. One of the DJs in New York got like his tummy tucked, got red, got muscles or something. Six pack and all that.
Man.
It's like, man.
Whoa.
Look, the gym works. You just got to be patient. You know what I'm saying? I just think a lot of times. Yeah, man, with stuff now, everybody want everything tomorrow. It got to happen tomorrow. So it's like, no, I'm not going to the gym for 5 months. I need my abs to look like this by next week. So it's just like, we just got so lazy. This society then got so lazy. But just working, doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Because that other way is accepted. Like, people, that's like, if you don't do that, then you ain't popping. That's pretty much what it is. That's how they put it out there for social media. Like, oh, what? You ain't get your body done? Or you ain't do this? You ain't get this done? You ain't get that done? You ain't got this? You ain't popping. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To bring that into a close at the same time, it may even open it back up. When I think about, the surgeries and the augmentations and all the enhancements and things like that, it really wasn't that prevalent with the black folks, man, in the black community. I'm just being straight up, man. The folks of that weren't melanated, they had no problem. Getting the huge breasts, adding booty, putting the booty meat into the lips to make full lips, to thicken out cheekbones and things like that, man. And when you even push it all the way back to the 1800s, where black women were ostracized and put in circuses and things like that because of their features, right? These are features that everybody wants now. That was that at some point, there was a laughing stock, right? And it's a full circle type situation, man. But like you mentioned, you know, there is a way to, and I would say it's the right way. You know what I mean? And that can come across a little harsh, crass to some people. But the reason why I say it's the right way is, even if you get those surgeries done, even if you get the augmentation done, even if you get the BBL and all that stuff done, your surgeon is going to advise you to now, how are you going to maintain it? Now you got to exercise. Yeah. Now you got to watch what you eat. Now you got to make sure that you don't go out to the sun or you're going to pop. Like, there's just so many things that the restrictions that you'll have now that really, if you disciplined yourself in the beginning, you might have had a better chance of doing it, doing it organically. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, that's people's lives. That's their money. They're going to do what they want to do. But it's a necessary combo. So that's why we put it out there, y'all.
And I'll say this. This is the last thing on that. I feel like that should be a woman's decision. Like, no man should be telling no woman to change her face or to change her breasts or change her butt. Like, and if any man telling you that, he a clown. Like, and that's just my opinion. Like, that should be, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should be your decision. Like, totally up to you. That should be totally up to you. If you in a relationship with somebody telling you to change your face, then you need to get out of that relationship. Like,
That's a fact. And women have been really patient with brothers, man, for years, right? For centuries. Like, he ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, he ain't got to be 2% body fat. You know, he ain't got to have bulging shoulders and stuff like that. Cause, you know, there's a lot of fine women with guys that, you know, ain't in the gym like that. Right. But she's looking beyond that. So, you know, my point is, like, what you have to look beyond the physical, especially if you talk about long term, because he can look good, she can look good, but you still have to deal with who that person is to the core. And so that's really why it's so mind boggling to me, is because some people can't see how beautiful they are as people. Right. Just their heart, their spirit. Everything about it. If you can't see how beautiful you are on the inside, then it's really going to be a challenge to see how beautiful you are on the outside, because now what's important to you is how people view you, not how you view yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the downfall, is we get caught up in what other people think, what other people are saying, what other people's opinions are. And then we start allowing that to be our reality. Because even with Kay Michelle, she may be trying to go another direction in her career. And then somebody may say, well, look, you know, your look is too urban. Because we ain't even getting to the lightning part. We ain't even getting to the skin lightning part. I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to start talking about Sammy Sosa, right? I don't want to do that. But that is a major, that's a major component, man. You start talking about skin complexion. Like, everybody ain't got that issue with their skin. Remember, everybody talking about, oh, I got that skin disease. I got the milk. Okay, evenly all over, though. Like, some people got the issue, but it might be on their thigh. Or it might be on the side of their face. So all over. So from the toenails all the way up to your scalp. You got that issue? Stop.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
Stop it.
Stop.
Yeah, man. Hey, the callers have been really cool, man. I know that they've just been absorbing the information. We hit some subjects, man, that's not really easy for people to talk about, because, you know, they can currently be going through something right now to where, you know, they may be contemplating surgery. You know what I'm saying? They may be contemplating a nose job, getting your ears pinned, right? So they may be contemplating. Look, man, they could be contemplating, you know, getting a tattooed hairline. I know I thought about it. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. Since we being transparent on, I was trying to figure out, because one of the issues why I cut my locks is my forehead and all that stuff was receding, right? I kind of wish I would have did it like Buster did, you know, because Buster, his locks started like at the top of his head, and then he had his regular hairline. his natural hairline, so it wouldn't pull it. You know, everybody's hair is different, and so you got to be, you know, you got to know what you're working with. But anyway, I actually was like, yo, I want to grow my hair back again. You know what I'm saying? I want a line in the front. I want a Caesar fade again. And so when I started looking at all the options, man, I was like, yo, some of this shit is crazy. Like, they take the back of your neck follicles, pull that out, plaster them on in the front of your head. So now the back of your head on the front of your head. And then that's grown back. So you basically grown a shag in the front of your head at that point. So there was just so many things. And even that procedure for me, man, it wasn't that invasive, but just the fact of going through all that and knowing that it's irreversible. I can't put the back of the head meat from a forehead back to the back. It don't work like that, man. It don't work like that, man, putting plasma in your forehead to grow your hairline. So it's a lot of pressure. So I get it. It's a lot of pressure. It could be frustrating and things like that, man. But, you know,
yeah but see, that
was we can't neglect taking care of our bodies, though.
That was your decision, though. That's something that you thought, like, you know what, I'm thinking about doing this. Nobody said, hey, I don't like this. You need to change this. Or you need to get hair now because I don't like you bald. You know what I'm saying? It was just your decision. So if it's your decision, cool. You know what I mean? Just know that once you make it, like you said, there ain't no turning back. You can't go back to
it's not
your regular self. So I just think that ladies, you know, but like you say, men do get more. There's a lot of men that's getting procedures. Like a lot of them guys in Hollywood getting those fake ads and stuff like that.
Facts,
it's not
man.
Talked about like the women, but you know,
right.
I just think that just make sure that's something that you truly, truly want to do. Cause like you said, ain't no going back. That's it. And all those surgeries don't look good. Now, you don't get me wrong. Some of them, you know, they do a good job. And I'd be like, okay, that's a great job. But some of them, I'd be like, oh, my God. They're not. That's man. And like you said, you got to keep going back and get it fixed. Now you're putting yourself in danger every single time. So, oh, man.
Listen, man, we talked more about that then we talked about the main subject of the workaholic. So we're going to have to come back. We're going to have to circle back. Now, it may not be next week, y'all, that we come back and talk about the workaholic, but at the same time, do us a favor. Like, if you have questions, if you have subject matters, if you have comments and things like that, you can still reach us on our social media. So you definitely want to do that, and it could be via DM, for the IG situation, or you could just write on any of our posts and talk about, hey, you know what? Hey, next week, can we talk about this? Or when you mentioned, you know, pulling the back of your head meat and putting that on your forehead. I know somebody that did that. Like, you know, it's cool. It's cool. Cause I know we can't get everything in this hour. We're a little bit over, of course, but we can't get everything in there and get the callers in there. One of the things that we've really been trying to do is we've been making sure that we not only get our callers involved, but we give them time. As you can see tonight, I ain't cut nobody off, right? I wanted to cut everybody off. All right, I'm being real. Now that we're at the end of the show, I wanted to cut everybody that called off about a minute and 30 in. But we appreciate your perspective. We appreciate, you know, you bringing value to our show. And without all of you all, not only partaking as far as calling in and you know, chiming in and things like that, but just being followers, just being active listeners and consistent listeners, that's what drives us to keep doing this and keep getting better with our show. So, you know, that being said, Tone, man, let them know how they can stay connected, bro.
Definitely. You can follow the show, follow GEI Radio on all social media platforms at GEI Radio. You can follow our show, Necessary Convo, on IG, Necessary_Convo. You can follow myself, G.E.I. Tone, on all social media platforms. Make sure you you got Roku, download the G.E.I. Network, check out some shows that we got on there. Or you can go to the website, geinetwork.net, and see some things that we got on there, too. Sign up and get updates and stuff like that. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Yeah, for sure. Great show. Thank everybody for joining in. And I feel so welcomed back, man. I know that we had a great time. And, you know, a lot of the listeners it was just listening, man, see what we was going to come back and talk about. So you can always find me all social media platforms, Gigi After Dark. I will give you a hack. If you go to Facebook and you see Malloy Rob, follow him. Don't hit the friend button, okay, because I'm at 5,000. So I can't accept any more friends. But you can follow me, and you can stay abreast of all the stuff that I have going on, not only right here in Atlanta, but all throughout the states, all throughout the nation. And there it is.
Each and every Sunday, 7 p.m., myself, G.I. Tone, Gigi After Dark. Make sure y'all tune in. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Enjoy the rest of y'all weekend. Peace.
Peace. We out.